the shoves, the shakes, and the summit. Protesters in London push for radical change in the international finance system as the most powerful politicians on the planet meet and greet at the G20 summit. They're hoping to agree on a way to rescue the world's economy. But with 20 countries at the table, activists laying siege to the city's big banks, and time out to meet the Queen, the chance of getting a world-changing deal is a long shot. The world leaders do get down to brass tacks a little later in the summit. Right now, though, the action is in the crowded streets of London, where police are grappling with angry protesters, many of them willing to use violence to make their political points. There's a whiff of tear gas in the air. Police have waved batons, bloodied heads, and made arrests. And a few bank windows have been broken. The CBC's Anne McMillan is near the Bank of England, where some of the biggest crowds are, and we've reached her by phone. So, Anne, just describe the scene unfolding around you this morning.
Well, Nancy, in the past few minutes, the police, and there's a huge police presence here because they were expecting trouble and they got it, have started allowing some of the demonstrators to leave the area around the Bank of England. The demonstrators have been here for the past over 4 hours now, and they were getting quite restive, so some are being allowed to leave. There's still a hard core of self-described anarchists who are facing police down outside the Royal Bank of Scotland, where windows were broken earlier in the day, and a computer smashed, and somebody tried to set fire on the building, but it was quickly put out. Generally, very, very peaceful, this demonstration, except for a few hard-line anarchists who were determined to make trouble.
So who are these people who've taken to the streets today, Anne?
It's a really wide, eclectic collection of people. Everybody from environmentalists to anti-capitalists to people who are against the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. So a wide, wide range. And they've come together outside the Bank of England because they are very anxious that the G20 leaders meeting in London tomorrow hear their voices. They want to be taken seriously. They are determined that things are not going well economically, globally at the moment, and that changes need to be made. They all have slightly different views about what those changes should be, but they are united in wanting to be heard.
And are they making enough political noise? Are they demonstrating enough persuasion just in sheer numbers to have any kind of impact on the summit itself?
They would like to think they are. The people I've talked to, the peaceful ones, have certainly been very determined to have to be heard. There weren't that many people at the demonstration. It's hard to say exactly how many just looking around, but I wouldn't say there are more than about 3,000 or 4,000. So the numbers aren't enormous, but the sentiment is very strong, and people are genuinely concerned.
Anne, thanks very much for the update. That's Anne McMillan, who's in the thick of the protests that continue in downtown London.